Hi, everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah, number 243. I hope you all are well. What I wanted to discuss today is something that I spoke about on Shabbos, and a lot of people gave me feedback that they wanted me to spread this and get this out there, wanted me to write it over. Unfortunately, I don't have time to write it over, but I do have time to say it over, and so here goes. So what we discussed is really a piggyback off of a Take 10 for last week, which discussed gratitude. So briefly, in the course of that class, I mentioned that gratitude really comes from Leah, the famous verse where Leah names her fourth child. So I wanted to talk about those verses and perhaps with a different understanding of what Leah did and a very much more specific understanding of what Leah did. Okay, so there's one particular pasuk that I want to focus on, and that's the pasuk after Yehuda, her fourth child, is born. We have Rachel, the despised wife, who notices that Leah keeps having these children, first Reuben, then Shimon, then Levi, then finally Yehuda. And then what happens? Then the pasuk describes, Vatera Rachel ki lo yolda li Yaakov. Rachel sees that she has not yet had a child for Yaakov. Vatakani Rachel va'achosa. And Rachel is very jealous of her sister. And then she goes to Yaakov, she says, give me children, etc. Fine. So what is this jealousy about? So a normal person would say that the jealousy is about the fact that she witnessed that her sister had four children already, where she had none. But it's very interesting that Rashi indeed does not say that. Rashi says the idea behind this jealousy is something very different. She's jealous of Kena b'ma'aseha hatovim. She's jealous of Leah's good deeds. And she wonders, you know, would it be if I'd have as good deeds as she does, if I'd have those types of behaviors, would I already have been blessed or merited to have these children? And that's very strange. Where does Rashi see good deeds here? Where is this, the thesis, where does this idea come from? It seems to be all about jealousy. The word is jealousy, and to be jealous, you're jealous of the substance, the things that the person has, the four babies, that she already has. Why would you think that the idea over here in this pasuk is specifically talking about her good deeds? Okay, so in order to approach this idea, let's refocus on what Leah is known for. So Leah is known for innovating gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says, Miyom Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu es olamo, lo haya adam shahoda la HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad shabara Leah behodaso. From the day that the world was created, nobody ever had gratitude to God as Leah did, or like Leah did. And so we have this very confusing and difficult to understand statement of the Gemara in Brachos, how nobody ever said thank you to God before. But we know, of course, that that's not exactly accurate. We know that Eliezer went and had his magical journey in order to try to find a wife for Yitzchak, and immediately makes this deal with God, finds Rivka for Yitzchak, and then in the moment that he realizes that she's part of the family and fulfills all of the checks and all of the boxes, Vayomer says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham, blessed is God, the God of my master Avraham. So he thanks God. So we do know that there is thinking of God. People do acknowledge God's existence. People do acknowledge God's presence in their life and the things that occur to them. So how can we really say that Leah is the first? So there are a few answers to this question, of course, and one of them we shared last week, which was the Rashi there says what it means is she realized the nature of gratitude because she saw with divine inspiration that Yaakov was going to have 12 shvatim, 12 different sons, 12 tribes, and velo arbanashim, and he was going to have four wives, so 12 sons divided by four wives means three apiece. Kivin Sheolda ben Ravi, once she had her fourth, which she understood to be extra, which she understood to be not coming to her, hodis al chalka, she said thank you. So now, while Rashi seems to actually be saying that, no, she was only grateful when she felt she had extra, what I think this means is, we understand from here that the nature of saying thank you is to realize that things are extra. Nobody owes you anything. Nobody is forced to do the things that they do for you. And that's what we need to understand every single time. We appreciate some of the things that others do for us. And we say thank you for that type of behavior towards us. Okay, so that's the idea of Leah. Now, there's something else, because the Sfarno goes a step further. This thank you, hapam odeh es Hashem, when she says, I name my fourth child because I say thank you, and names him Yehuda. So of course the word Yehuda comes from hoda'ah, thank you. But there's something else. As the Sfarno points out, sheyesh bezeh Hashem Osios Hashem HaNechbad. If you take a look at the word Yehuda, it has God's name therein. And so it has God's name in, and it's not only just making the statement that thank you, external type of way, but it's a very focused thank you. It's as if I put a label on this kid. This kid is gratitude to God. It is all about God. It is not about me. It is all about God, and it's focused in that way. So now, how do we explain our first Rashi? How do we explain that this somehow is all about her midos, Leah's midos? That's why Rachel is jealous and not just jealous of her children. So what I suggested is as follows. You know, we find two modes of gratitude in the world, right? In the halachic world, we find two types of gratitude. One is the bracha of Hagomel. The bracha of Hagomel is said when a person has some sort of vulnerable moment, goes through a desert, goes through an ocean, gets out of prison, has a hospital stay, is sick, and then survives. So then a person goes to shul and makes a bracha. There's also another type of bracha where, you get a new thing, a new car, a new suit, something. You make either the hatov or hametiv. In those circumstances, you make the bracha of Shehechiyana, which we're more familiar with. And there, you also make a bracha of gratitude. What's the fundamental difference between the two? The bracha of Hagomel is said with a minyan. The bracha of Hagomel is said where you have a group of people together and you want to announce it to everybody that God saved you and that God helped you and that God was involved in your life. Whereas when you get the new suit and the new car, although, yeah, you might be very grateful, that's not something you get people together to witness. You don't get people together to inform them of that. It's just not the way it works. And so I think from here we have two models of gratitude. There's gratitude for vulnerability when I feel like, oh my gosh, how did I do this? It had nothing to do with me. And then there's the other type of gratitude where, of course, I'm grateful. And of course, I'm saying that it comes from a higher power, a higher source, or I'm acknowledging that it's not all about me and I'm so happy with the life that I lead and the things that I have. But it's still not a declaration of vulnerability. It's still a situation, really, which is a declaration of, I am awesome. I am pretty amazing. I'm pretty good. Look what I have. Look what I've done. And so in that, we don't gather together a group because perhaps the group might not see it the way we do. And really, I think that this is what's happening here with Rachel and Leah. Rachel had nothing to worry about when it came to the first three children, because if you look at the Psukim, the names all come from simply Leah's insecurity with her own marriage. That's why she names her children the way she names her children. And so the fourth child, you would think, is the one that goes, puts her over the top, says she will have more children than everybody else. And yet, what Leah does is she presents this child in a position of vulnerability. She says that this child is not about me. This child has the name of God in it. It is entirely and completely not about me. It's about God. She presents it as vulnerability. That's how she publicizes this child. It's the gratitude of publicity. I'm sorry, the gratitude of vulnerability, which she is then willing to publicize. And Rachel sees that, and Rachel is overwhelmed, perhaps, by her midos tovos, that where she could rub it in, where she could say, look at me, in that fourth child, she doesn't, and she says, thank you, God, and only God. We have this issue, you know, nowadays, that gratitude is so public with social media, putting all of our wonderful successes out there where everybody can see. We have this problem because while gratitude is wonderful and gratitude is nice, and sometimes gratitude is public, very often the gratitude that is being publicized nowadays is not a gratitude of vulnerability. It's a gratitude of I am awesome. How often do we see people who talk about, yeah, I had just the best night tonight. I had the best party. I had the best experience. I have the best test scores. Wow, thank God. So blessed. Hashtag, this is amazing. Thank you so much, God. But I think, as the audience, everybody else pretty much can understand, please don't call me over to tell me how you got a great suit. You know, I do think that that's really important, that people should have gratitude for that, but that's supposed to be a private gratitude experience. The lesson of Rachel and Leah, I think, is exactly this point. The reason Rachel is so overwhelmed by Leah's good midos is because Leah has it exactly right. She does publicize the gratitude, but she so makes it and paints it as something which she is grateful to God for. There's not even a doubt, even a question in her public presentation of this gratitude that it is all about God, because she literally spelled God into this child's name. I think all of us, especially in this new social media society, have to focus on sensitivity to others. Gratitude is beautiful. Gratitude is something that we can express. We can express a simcha. We can express all of these things. But we have to be very careful for our audience. The Torah does not ask us to get an audience together in order to tell them how good a life we have, except in situations of vulnerability. And if it's not one of those situations, I think we should be a little bit more sensitive to the people around us, and to the extent that we can, in this very new world where expression happens very differently than it used to, we should perhaps take heed from Rachel and Leah and their exchange, that if God's name is not all over it and really permeating it, it's something we should avoid. #thoughtful.